Hey, you, are you successful? Think about it. What the hell does it even mean? For some people, it might be kicking the winning goal after the siren. For someone else, it might be a holiday home in Byron Bay. For someone else, it might be fame and fortune. The thing is, we get caught up in this idea of success and we don't even really know what it is. So we're going to pull, prod and poke what success actually means by talking to people who've achieved it. It's Success the Podcast, and it's available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael, there are so many loose ends and unexplained coincidences in Phoebe's story. It's hard to include them all in the podcast without going off into constant diversions and speculation.
Right, Rich, so we thought it was worth doing a mini-episode to discuss some of them. And the first one you wanted to talk about was this mysterious phone number that was found in Phoebe's jeans.
Yeah, this was a bit weird. More than 7 months after Phoebe's death, Brendan Payne, the detective preparing the brief of evidence for the coroner, got a phone call from the Victorian Forensic Sciences Centre. They'd found a piece of paper with a telephone number written on it. It was discovered in Phoebe's pocket.
So let's pause here for a second. It took 7 months for a phone number in the pocket of a dead woman's jeans to be passed on to police. Anyway, whose number was it?
Well, that's a good question. Like a lot of the stuff we've covered in Phoebe's story, it ended up a loose end. The number was registered under the name of Tina Smith to an address in Greensboro, which is a suburb in Melbourne's outer north. But when Detective Payne looked further, he found the name was a false one and that the address didn't exist.
So they never found out who Tina Smith was?
No, they tried a number of options, like looking if the phone was registered in bought and registered with a credit card, something like that, to discover the real owner, but all of it turned up nothing. There's one theory that was sort of speculated on around the inquest, which was that it might have belonged to the drug dealer that Phoebe met 2 days before her death to buy some ecstasy from. But 7 months after her death, there was no chance of finding anything useful.
So we've talked through the series about a few of the other things we can't explain. The lack of fingerprints on the chute. The videos on our site show two young women trying to climb into the chute had to put their hands all over the entry hatch just to get in, but no prints show up.
Yeah, and another big one for me is the question of Phoebe's jeans. It doesn't make any sense that when Phoebe was found that her jeans were around her knees, going down the chute at speed would most likely make your jeans ride up, not down. But if they were around her knees when she went in, it would have made it almost impossible for her to climb in the chute by herself.
I agree. Then there's all the evidence that she was going out that night. Would you seriously leave your hair straightener plugged in and switched on if you're about to put yourself into a garbage chute? And she also had her sunglasses on her head.
Yeah, but the coroner found Stilnox played a big role in Phoebe's death, and there's no doubt Stilnox can cause people to do weird things. Then you look at all the things that weren't done after Phoebe's body was found, like the blood in the apartment and corridors, not all of it was tested. Phones weren't seized or went missing, the crime scenes weren't sealed off properly, and the CCTV footage not collected. And then there's a question of how some of Ant's friends and relatives managed to get into the Balencia building on the night of Phoebe's death without showing up on any of the swipe card records.
So that makes you wonder how accurate the swipe card records were for during the day and whether anybody else was able to get up and down into the building. There's a lot that doesn't add up, and we're going to post a full list soon on the site, which is theage.com.au/Phoebe's Fall.
And always, if you know anything or want to contact us, get in touch via the confidential tips line on our site. Meanwhile, the sixth and final episode of Phoebe's Fall is out soon. It addresses the notion of justice and asks whether Phoebe got it.